Perk Yud Zayin Seif Chav Zayin Shimush B'Sabons Use Soap Ein Lishtames B'Shabbat B'Sabon Mutzak V'Loi B'Mishchat Sabon. A person is not allowed to use on Shabbos any sort of solid soap or any soap which is a cream. One's not allowed to use creams on Shabbos or any solid soap on Shabbos because you've got problems from memareach. You are smoothing that substance on the body. And also if you've got cream, which is a cream sort of soap, it's not allowed either. He says you're allowed to use liquid soap. Soap which is liquid, you're allowed to use. That's what he says in the fourth notice. He explains that there's no problem for the using liquid soap, which is liquidy. The minig is bemes not to do like that. The minig is to go and not use liquidy soap, unless it is very liquidy. Bemes Degris Moshe wants to say it is not allowed because of Noilad. They ask a question, why is it Noilad? But the minig is like that. But he says in the Orech Shabbos, what comes out is that you're allowed to use it. Seif Chof Ches. Chimum ne amanos ladbikoi. In order to go and stick a candle, you go and heat it up and then you stick it down. Ein lechamim beyontiv ne amanos ladbikoi le pa'amot. One's not allowed to go and heat up the candle in order to stick it down to the candlesticks, because how does it get stuck down? But it comes smooth at the bottom. You want it smooth in order to stick down well. So what are you doing? You are smoothing the candle that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos Issa from Memareyach. Seif Chof Tes, Sichsuch Shinayim B'Shabbos, to go and clean one's teeth on Shabbos. Ein Letzachzeach Shinayim B'Shabbos Bein Azei Mefreshet Bein Shlal Azei Mefreshet. A person is not allowed to use any toothpaste on Shabbos, because toothpaste is something which is thick, and the way one uses it is by going making it smooth on the teeth. Whether you do it with a brush or you don't do it with a brush, no difference. Even if you do it with your fingers, the way to do it is that one goes and smoothens on the teeth the toothpaste that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Then one's not allowed to do that on Shabbos, to use toothpaste on Shabbos. He says in the footnote, sometimes you have a problem from schita also. If you use a toothbrush, you got a problem from schita. You're squeezing out the juice, the lachut, the moisture which is in between the hairs from the toothbrush. Sometimes you have problems from choival, making it damp. Therefore, you're not allowed to use a tooth. Whatever happens, you're not allowed to use tooth polish, toothpaste on Shabbos. Perk Yud Zayin Seif Lamed. Mutar Lishtamesh B'Mei Peh B'Shabbos Avad Shlayit Nem Agabe Mivreshet. One person is allowed to use Mei Peh. Allowed to use Mei Peh is what you call what you drink in order to clean one's mouth. You're allowed to use that on Shabbos. V'yitin Asa Mei Peh B'Mayim Mib'oid Yoyim. You're not allowed to put it on the brush, the toothbrush, because toothbrush will go and be a problem from schita, because afterwards you'll have to go and suck it out from the toothbrush. That you're not allowed to use. But if you go and put it in your mouth, the mei peh is not a problem altogether on Shabbos. But we'll have to make sure that you go and dilute it before Shabbos. You're not allowed to dilute the mei peh on Shabbos because the diluting itself is making in the water a ta'am. You're making a smell in the water. You're not allowed to make smell in the water on Shabbos. Problematic. One don't allow it. Is a machlik zachreini really? Mishpura doesn't allow it. If you make a smell in the water on Shabbos, putting in mei peh in the water on Shabbos is problematic because you are making the water with a smell. Shimosh sef lamed aleph. Shimosh b'matezet. To use a matezet. He explains. Mutar lishtamesh b'matezet. Vukeli osin aniku shinaim aldei hatozos maim. A person is allowed to use a part of the, one uses, one spritzes water, one sprinkles water in the mouth in order to go, silon it's called in Ivrit, so in order to go and cleanse one's teeth. Now one's allowed to use that on Shabbos because there's no problem with using, there's no schita, there's no problem altogether. One opens the beret, one opens the the tap and it scripts is in your mouth. No problem altogether to use it. If it makes blood come out from the gums, that you're not allowed to use it. But if it doesn't make any problem coming out blood, there's no problem to use it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go and join this piece to the tap on Shabbos if it wasn't joined before Shabbos, because you got a problem from boina, your building. You're not allowed to join onto a building on Shabbos. If you only want to change the top of the silonet, as it's called, that if you only want to change the rosh, the head, then he says, look, in the footnote, he's also not so straightforward that it's allowed to be done, because really you're adding on to the building, because this is a part of the building, it's a part of the joinage to the building. You're not allowed to join on to the building anything on Shabbos. He's not so straightforward, and allowed to do that on Shabbos.